והצמן ריש עין גימור לרמו סיף גימור. וצריך לאכל במוקים קידיש לאלתר. One should eat right away. I mean, so now we had learned this adin in Mokim, that one should eat in the place where the Kiddush was made. And now the Ramah says, in Zman, b'tzorich lechel b'mkoyim Kiddush la'alta, that in the Mokim that he made Kiddush, he should eat right away. That is one alternative. Oy, a second alternative, shehe bedatoi lechel sham miyad. The second alternative is that he had wanted to eat right away. And then we'll see Mishnah Berurah, and then somehow an oinus occurred. He was unable to eat right away, but since Bishas the Kiddush, his intent was to eat right away, so that's also good. But if we don't have one of these two situations, that means the first case was he is speaking about he didn't think of anything, but he ate right away. The second case is speaking about that he thought Bishas Kiddush to eat right away, but he wasn't successful. That means if he didn't think to eat right away, and he did not eat right away, even though he ate in the place where he made Kiddush, he's not Yoytze, because the Kiddush was, the Suda was not simultaneously right after the Kiddush. V'imhoya v'datoy shaloy lechel shom miyad. Now here we're going to have a third case. When he made Kiddush, he had an intent shaloy lechel shom. He's not going to eat there. That was one intent. Miyad, the second intent, and he's not going to eat right away. So he had two long machshavos. But Baruch Hashem, v'nimlach, he changed his mind, and he ate there, and he ate right away. V'ochal yotzos, even though if he would have done what he had intended to do, he wouldn't have been yotze. But Baruch Hashem, he changed his mind, and he ate there right away, so he is yotze. Before we see the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotin Yud Gimel, I'd like to mention two things that we had mentioned last week. One thing we had mentioned, we had a Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotin Yud Beis that he brought down a machlokes, the Shiurei Knesses HaGdoila and other Achronim. If a person made Kiddush in one place and he has an intent to eat in that place, but he went out before Kiddush, the Shiurei Knesses HaGdoila says there's no problem whatsoever with this since he came back. So that when he left the Mokim HaKiddush is not problematic. And then he brings down the Yesh Chilkim Bozem. Malkei Lechatchile Yisdoer Bozem Mo'id. One should be very careful, and you should not go out from the Mokim Kiddush. So we mentioned last Thursday that there were Gedolei Yisrael, the Chazaynish, and the Chofetz Chaim himself, that they were makbid to wash in the room where they made Kiddush, that in order not to leave the room, Malken Lechadchili Yisrael Bezeh Moed. In Dushu, 17, he brings down from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that the minhag is that we are makels. That we are makels, we make Kiddush, we go out and we wash. So it could be that the reason we are, that he holds we are makel, we had mentioned Thursday, when one goes out to a different room, we had one has to have das. Let's say if one makes Kiddush in one room and he goes to a different room in the same house, he has to have beferish kavone to eat in the different room. So we mentioned Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Yashim holds, if his regilis is, that means he normally he goes out, that's his seder, that's his regilis. So they hold, a fellow he does not have a befeirish das to eat in a different room, but since this is the regilus, so it's kilo he had the das. So it could be that is the svara of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, that that the minig is lahakil. That means since normally when one makes Kiddush in the dining room, he normally goes out to the kitchen to wash his hands. So that's kilo there was a beferish das. And so that is what could be, that's what he means, haminig lahokel. We were medayik from the Chofetz Chaim that he would seem he does not hold the scholar that a regular skims the din of das. A gemur chetoich advorim Thursday, I'd like to perhaps correct myself. We had mentioned Thursday somehow b'emza advorim that when one makes Kiddush, the if one drinks a by the Kiddush a meloy lugmol, so the Boire Pri Agofen and the Shtiyah of a meloy lugmol patos all mashkin. Now the Bir Aloch and Simen Kufay in Dalet says that one should only rely on this kula to drink other mashkin without a shahakel if he drank a malay lugmov. If he drank less than a malay lugmov, one should be nizer not to drink other mashkin without a brochem. But Lemaisa, there are chilkim on the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah himself brings there the Chachaim, and there the Piskei Tshuvos brings down a lot of chilkim. He brings down that the minhag ha'olam is by Kiddush, as long as they are toyim a mashu from the Kiddush, they are somech on the poskim that this will pater all beverages. So Lemaisa is, the Bir Aloch himself says that if one drank less than a revius, would be preferable to make a shahakal on something else. If one drank less than a malay lugma, would be preferable to make a shahakal on something else, on a machal, not to get into this problem if the shtiyas ayayin will pater other beverages. Lechatchila, he holds one should only be samech on the Boire Pri Agofen if he drank a malay lugma. Now let us go to Sifkot and Yud Gimel. Oy sheyehei. The Ramah said either he should eat right away the suda, oy sheyehei bedatoy lechel shamiyad. Miloshin oy. So that seems this is a new case. Mavua, but mikore leimayrik shoye bedatoy beferish bishas kiddush lechel alta, elo besomet. The Ramah is speaking about two distinct cases. The first case is speaking about he didn't have any intentions. When to eat, he wasn't thinking about it. The Vali made Kiddush. So in this case, even Sha'ochalalta. So the Gemara says, fine, he didn't think to eat right away, but if Lemaise he ate right away, so that's sufficient. Now the Gemara is telling us a second case. If when he made Kiddush, he thought he's going to eat right away. And then an oinis occurred. He wanted to eat right away. And then something happened, and he was unable to eat. He ate much later. Gam ken yotso. That's the second chiddush in the Gemara. That either you eat right away, or if you had an intent to eat right away, even if an oinis occurred and you did not eat right away, you also yotze. But ve'im yotso gam mimkoimoi bentayim. But what is, if there was karti l'reyesit? Two wrong things happened. That means he wanted to eat right away. And then he wanted to eat right away. And then he didn't eat right away. He had to go out, and there was a problem. He had to go out of the room, and he was there a long period of time, and then he went back. So there were two things which were not proper. He went out of the room, and we learned before the Shiur in Knas HaGdol holds going out of the room alone is not gefelech if you come back. But here there were two things that happened wrong. He did not eat right away. The Shiur in Knas HaGdol is speaking about he walked out of the room and he came back. And he started eating. So that is a Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham says that's how he explains this in Bir Halacha. The Shiur in Knas HaGdol that says that it's no problem if he walked in and walked out. He's just speaking about the walking out. But if there's another problem involved, that there was a lapse of time between the Kiddush and the eating, you don't even share Knesset Nagdol about that anymore. And that he brings down a multitude of poskim that holds, if you'll have these two things, it was not right away, and he walked out, so the you weren't yotzeh. V'miyoto gam b'mkoymoy b'intayim das kamo achroinim shetzoich lachzer ulekadish. If you walked out and there was a lapse of time. V'hu adin. Now, so this is in brackets. But the violet, we are explaining the Gemara. The Gemara says that a lapse of time will not be mechayim to make Kiddush again if Mishas Kiddush he had an intent to eat right away. Now, a third case. V'hu adin k'shehoyo traklin godol. He made Kiddush in a tremendous hall. And he went from one corner to the other corner to eat. The second corner. He's eating in the second corner. He made Kiddush in one corner. He's eating in the second corner. Now, in Siv Aleph, we had learned that since this is one tremendous room, that's called B'mokim Echad. But this one tremendous room, it takes 15 minutes to walk to the other side of the room. So he says, but he's walking. That is a lapse of time. But he's walking, the reason that there is a lapse of time, this is because of tzayrech achilosai. Oikse kiddush v'cheder ze al menas lechol miyad v'cheder acha shutachas gag echot miyadeli igrom. That means, let us say, he made kiddush in the Empire State Building, and he made kiddush on the bottom floor, and he had an intent, and this is that he's going to eat on the top floor. So he's walking up the steps. And it's all koponim, and it takes a time till he gets there. So memele, oish kiddush b'chenes amnas lechem yad b'cheder achu shutachas gagechot. Oy ma'aru leigrom. Vaydei aluche gufa nishta eize zmans. Gam kein ein zirch lazo lekadesh, because this third case is the lapse of time is because of a tzeirach achila. That means he's going. He's going as fast as his feet carry him. But since the lapse of time is because of a tzeirach achila, so there's no problem.
But then the dog, you know, at the Empire State Building, it may exist.
If it's a different lishus, I'm sorry. If we learn to the different lishus, so then it's then das doesn't help. I mean, just it's all his, you know. It's all his issues. Yeah. Avo belavochi hainu shloi hoyso datoi lechel miyad. This is a shrekliche chumre that he had no intent to eat right away. Kedoin shadatoi lahamsik bedvorim acherim. A moyedik is ach, there's a kiddush, there's a simche and dos, and the vow they make kiddush. And by the kiddush, he sees people he hadn't seen for 20 years. So after the kiddush he wants to take this opportunity to speak with them a little bit. It comes out with the place cards, they're not on the same table, so it's either now or never. So I was confronting him, so he had an intent to speak with self. Hafsik b'dvor b'achirim. V'himsik. Itaka was mamsik. Itaka made kiddush, and he had intended to speak with him, and he spoke with him for 20 minutes. Afilu yehemsik achakach machmasoynis. Afilu later, the hemsik came machmasoynis, but since the intent was to be mamsik, I'm sha'ochel achaze b'mokim kiddush lo yotzo. He's not yotze. He has to make kiddush over again. But neither the more you have sick machmas advorim shem tzayrich sude. But if the hefsik was only because of dvorim shem tzayrich sude, again, he had to go someplace over here. He had to go out to the Beis HaKisei. So these two lechoshev hefsik, that's not called the hefsik. Shom miyad, feirish, now we had a third case. When he made kiddush, his intent was he's not going to eat now, he's going to eat later. His intent was he's going to eat someplace else. Kiven she'achakach nimlach v'ochal miyad b'mokim ha'kiddush. Ein tzorich lasor kaddish, that means even though the intent was completely wrong, because of two reasons, once he's in a different house, and later, Malkaponim, if he rectified this and ate right away, he was yaitse. See, Dalit, yochel odom lekaddish lacherim, af al pi sheine oichol imoem. Viladitu have mokrim sude. So let's first figure out the first part of Siv Dalet. That means we had learned that ein kiddush ela b'mokrim sude. So if a person made kiddush without eating, he wasn't yet anything. He wasn't, the kiddush is bochat Hashem HaKadosh HaShabbos, and he didn't eat. It's a bochal of Atola. He wasn't yet a kiddush and something. Kiddush has to be mamokim suda. Now he's saying, well, what is, I'm not eating now. I'm not eating, but, I want to make Kiddush for someone else. I want to be Maisi someone else. And then he's going to eat now. So my Kiddush helps for him. And for him, it's Makim Suda. He's Yaisa with my Kiddush. And he's going to eat right now. So that's not Kiddush, but Makim Suda. That is the first halacha. Yachalonim le Kaddush lacherim. Ava bishayne oichel imam. Even though he is not eating, he is not eating. The Ledidu having Makim Suda. That means for them it's Makim Suda. Let's say this person who davened v'sikin, and by 8:30 already he's finished davening. He wants to make Kiddush, and I didn't start davening yet. So, but I have no interest. So the person who's making Kiddush has no intent. He can eat, but I want to make Kiddush for him. So the mice, and by him it's Makim Suda, he's going to eat right away. So you can do this. Rekadish lacherim. That's one din. So that din is a poshet din. Poshet means, well, perhaps let us mention a yesod, which is negeya, the whole sif. The din is that Reuven can make Kiddush for Shimon, even though Reuven is not Yoitza with this Kiddush, that's what's saying over here. But there's a halacha of Arvis. Kol Yisroel Arevim Zelozeh. But to understand the din Arvis, it's a Muridik din. The din Kol Yisroel Arevim Zelozeh means that, but let us give an example. A person, but the shaila is how I can be made to him. Well, that's what we're going to speak about now. Now, let us talk about another nekuda. The din is the whole, I can only be made to someone if I'm a bar chiyuv. If I'm a chiyuv in the mitzvah, I can be made to him. Now, let's talk about Kiyah Shefer for a minute. Reuven, it's Rosh Hashanah, Reuven Blu Shefer, Mamish, only Durim, he made all Jets, all the Shikis, Baruch Hashem. Now, Shimon comes over. Now, Reuven is finished with the ski of Shefer, and now he wants to eat already. He wants to eat kind with Jetsit ki Shefer holidays. Now, Shimon comes over to Reuven. Listen, I didn't hear the Shefer. Maybe you can blow Shefer for me. Listen, that's not my business. I blew Shefer. You, no problem. That's your problem, not my problem. Fine. He goes, fine, he eats. After 120 years, he comes, Bezen Shalmaila, and they're going to tell him, you know, Rosh Hashanah, you didn't blow Shefer. I didn't blow Shefer. What are you talking about? I blew all the Shekers, all the Shekers. No. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazem. He's mechuyev tia shayfa, and you're mechuyev and tia shayfa for him. You're mechuyev and tia shayfa, even though you blew, but now there's a luchiyev. You're mechuyev to blow al tzachiyev amavus, but you're mechuyev to blow shayfa, and you ignored this chiyev and you didn't blow shayfa. Finish. So you weren't mekai mitzvah shayfa. There was two mitzvahs of shayfa on you. Back in Rosh Hashanah, you blew out yourselves, and then after you blew this achiyah for you to blow, because he doesn't know how to blow shayfer, so you're mechuyim to blow again for him. That means that's your chiyum. Kol Yisrael Arim Zalazeh means I'm mechuyim now to blow shayfer, because I'm responsible to see that this yichid ain't kiyah shayfer. So the achiyah's kiyah shayfer, responsible to see that I should hit Kiyah Shefer. I'm responsible to see that Shimon should hit Kiyah Shefer. And Lemaise, if I ignore that Kiyah, so Lemaise, so he wasn't the kind of Kiyah of Kiyah Shefer, which is to blow for Shimon also. Fine. That is the din of Arvis. So now, let us go back to the first case. And then the first case we're speaking about, and then this person came back 8:30 in the morning. He davened the second. He wants to make Kiddush, and he asked why I should make Kiddush for him. So fine. So pshat is, so I'm not mechuyev in Kiddush, and I didn't daven. But he's mechuyev in Kiddush, so so his responsibility is I'm mechuyev, and his responsibility on the din avos. So I'm mechuyev now to make a bria gofen because he has to make Kiddush. So since I'm mechuyev to make a bria gofen for him, so I'm a bar chiyuve in his chiyuv. That means he has to hear a bria bria gofen, and I'm responsible to see that he should hear a bria bria gofen. So I'm a bar chiyuv in his chiyuv. So mamela, I'm now mechuyev in a bria bria gofen. I make now a bria bria gofen, and he says to the bria bria gofen and shalom al yisrael. That is the din alves.
You would all be yotzer, or did have to make
it? No, no.
The
bar no, he wasn't yotzer.
He wasn't yotzer.
Nah. He wasn't what happening? No. He wasn't yotzer. And I'm a chuyi for myself. The chuyi for myself will be after davening. But I'm a chuyi for him now. So since I'm a chuyi now to make a baby of him, I can be mighty because I'm called a bar chiyuve in the mitzvah of Kiddush. I'm called a bar chiyuve in the mitzvah of Kiddush. Let's jump the gun, everybody. We're talking about the slum, this amazing shayla of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. No, the Rabbi Kivege, I'm sorry. The shayla starts from Rabbi Kivege. It's Rabbi Zamurnik Sofik and Rabbi Kivege. Rabbi Kivege has a Sofik as follows. Let us say that Shimon was Mekabel Shabbos after Plaga Mincha. He's Mekabel Shabbos. He said, L'chunarani, David Meir. He was Mekabel Shabbos. Lubin is, he has time before, he has time till before the Shkia. So by Lubin, it's still Vachin, it's weekdays. Now, Shimon comes over to Lubin, and he tells, maybe you can make Kiddush for me. Make Kiddush for me. So here Rabbi Kivege has a Mordechai Kesafik. Can I say that Reuven is Mechuyev in Kiddush, but by him it's still Chayil? This whole concept of Alvis, that I'm also Mechuyev, that means if it's Shabbos by me, it's Shabbos by me. So even though it's Shabbos by me, so I'm Mechuyev to make Kiddush now for Shimon, because it's Shabbos. So I'm Mechuyev in Shabbos. I'm Mechuyev in Shabbos to make Kiddush, not because of myself, because of him. But to say, if by me it's Chayil, by me it's Chayil, and by me it's what to say, I'm Mechuyev in Kiddush now, because he's Mechuyev. That, and madness in Rabbi Kamege brings down our Tosfos. Let's talk about such a similar case. Let us say, Tosfos speaks about, let's say, a person who lives in Yerushalayim, so his Zman Kriya is in Kriya's Megillah is Tesvov. Tesvov Adov. I don't live in Yerushalayim, I live in Bnei Brak, and so my Chiyuv Kriya is Yudalad. So Tosfos brings down, so now a good thing, Yudalad, Elena Megillah, Yudalad, I come later to Yerushalayim after this man. He might come on my day to Yerushalayim. Someone sees me in Yerushalayim, Tezvov. Oh, Yankel, maybe you can be mighty me with the Kriyas Megillah. I'm really about Kriyas. I didn't hear the Megillah yet. Maybe you can be mighty me. So Tosfos says, there's something in Yerushalmi, if you can be Meitzim, and Shuldik. By me, it's not Purim. By you, it's Purim. By me, it's not Purim. I'm a Ben Yudalad. And the Lamai says, to say, Al Sadin Arvis, with the Chiyev Mikra Megillah on me. Because you're Mechuyim. I can't be Mechuyim in Mikra Megillah when it's not Purim. This whole concept of Arvis that makes me a Bar Chiyuve is only applicable if It says, man, here for me also. No, for some reason I was young, so I'm not mechuyev yet. So now we can say, I become a bal chiyuvim because of his chiyuvim. So lemaisa, I'm mechuyev to make, I'm mechuyev to lay in the Megillah because of him. I'm mechuyev to blow shayva because of him. Because it's by me also Rosh Hashanah. But if by me it's a different day, I think I won't be able to be mighty him. That's poshut. The Kibbeg only declares maybe after Plagamincha I'm called a Bar Chiyuvim, since I could be Mikabel Shabbos now, so maybe I'm called a Bar Chiyuvim, maybe not. That's how the Kibbeg is or something. But Rav Shlomo Zalman says, Lu Yitzuya, not sure, but Lu Yitzuya will say one can be mighty someone on the telephone. Someone can be made to someone on the telephone. So let's say you have someone in America, it's before Plagamincha. And there's someone in Eretz Yisrael that by them, they want to hear Kiddush. And they put on the telephone already. Let's not talk about the technicalities. So by the person in America, it's 11 o'clock in the morning. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, there's no suffix whatsoever that he can be made fully. It works with a telephone, and then it's your soul. They'll hear the Kiddush, and they'll be young to say, oh, man, and Philip will say you yaitza with a telephone. But since the one who is saying the Kiddush by him, it's Friday. It's not Shabbos. It's not, and then he can't make it Shabbos now either. When he's saying the Kiddush, it's Friday. So he can't say there's a din arvis. That I'm a chuyim in Kiddush now because Yankel Eretz Yisrael doesn't know how to make Kiddush. And there's literally no such thing. The whole concept of Arvus is only applicable if by the one who is mighty, it says man chiyim. So then you can say, so he's a chuyim of the Shimon chiyim. But if by him it's not as man chiyim.
But my not to me, I mean, I could answer the thing because the not to me between, but the guy that is dominant would be most teachers. The other guy, it's also not to see
him. It says man chiyuv, but it's Shabbos. It's Shabbos. What? It's man.
It's Shabbos. It's Shabbos. If he wants to go on Shabbos, let's do it. If someone wants to make Havdal, he asks me to make Havdal, he's like, do you want to make Havdal?
Yeah, you can make Abdul and Shabbos.
But
no, you can make Abdul and Shabbos. And it could be, I think so. Abdullah could be, because he can also make Abdul and Shabbos, even though he's not allowed to do Malachim. Abdullah can be said in Shabbos. The Abdullah could be said in Shabbos, so that's all
right.
So only if by me it says man chiyuv. So Agavuch, let's just finish this story. There was a very interesting story. There was a Yid who used to go to the hospitals and make Kiddush for all this Kanim and Chaylim, and he was making them. They drank the wine, and he used to do this, and then he used to go home and make Kiddush for his family. So that was when the hospital was next to his house, he did this. Now the hospital moved, so in order for him to go to the hospital, he has to take a car, go to the hospital. So he goes to the hospital. So good. And there, it's in the summer, and then a couple Shabbos already has to plug him in. So he comes there. So there we have this Shaila, Rabbi Kibbeg's Shaila. Rabbi Kibbeg's Shaila that he'll make Kiddush, and then by him it's he wants it, it could be it. But this is Rabbi Kibbeg. By him it's not Shabbos. By them it's Shabbos. By them it's Shabbos. Says he should be Mekabel Shabbos then. He should tell I'm going to take him back home. Or since it's he can tell after Mekabel Shabbos by another Yid, if not Shabbos, I can tell him to do Malacha for me. So that's the best thing. Be Mekabel Shabbos, put on the Shreimel already and make Kiddush for him. And then I don't know if Shreimel got to live in the car. It's also a problem. No, it's no problem. That's how you're going. Yeah, that's where you're going to. What?
I was left home years ago when it happened to me.
Yeah?
I had me 6 and a half for my mother knows.
Yeah, off. Oh, wow.
So my wife had to do one, drive the car.
Ah. So now let us see. So now we had a few agdamas to the seif, which will be merdik negeya. But now let's go a little further. Who adin the lekanim muta lekadish af al pi sheine oichelimoim kidei lechancham b'mitzvus. Now this is a merdik chiddush over here. I can make Kiddush for Ketanim, even though Al Mitzvah of Chinuch. Now, L'chayre, this din is not a din of Arvis. This doesn't work out Arvis. This is Rayis, and it doesn't work. This is a new din. There's a Ritva that says this din works because Abroche, Shein Etzriches, Adarabonam, and they were Matal Etzayre Chinuch. But here, this din, L'chayre, this is a halacha, but I do not... Does not necessarily stem with the lumdas we said till now, but this is our halacha. Who adin the lektanim muta lekadish? I can make kiddush for ktanim. Aval pi she'enei oichelim moem kidei lechancham b'mitzvus. They lechancham b'mitzvus. And I think by here, by the ktanim, there won't be any shaila of Rabbi Kivega, that'll be enough for me. Now, here it doesn't work out for this. That means if Ketanim are going to now, they don't know how to make Kiddush, I can make Kiddush for them, Al Tzmitzvah Schindach. V'hu she'enim yoidim l'kaddish batlod l'kame l'inyin godol. Imohem. So now it says, Avo b'she'en ha'ichol imohem, v'afulu im kvar yotzo la'atzmai. Even though he was yotzo ready, Afal Pikain, he can make Kiddush for them, and this is Al Sahaloche of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazem. So he's not eating with them. Afal Pikain, this is Mutta. It's called Kiddush B'mokim Sudev. Now, Va'af Al Gav, the Bebichas Hayayim, Eine Yochel Oitze Echerim im Eine Nene Imon. Even the Haibore Pri Agofen Hu Choyvo LeKiddush, Ki Kiddush Hayoyim Domi V'yochel LeTziyam Afal Pi She'ein Einena. Now let us just mention what the Mechaber is saying over here. The Mechaber is saying Amor Deki Yisod. We mentioned the Din Arvis works that he's Mechuyiv. They hear Shafer, he's Mechuyim in Kiddush. So Memele, so Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh, all his responsibilities, I have responsibility to see that he should be Memale Yisrael, that's a din Kol Yisrael Arevim. So I'm responsible also in Kiddush, I can make Kiddush for him. I'm Mechuyim now in Kiddush, because of him, so I can make Kiddush. Let's talk about a different scenario, which is let us say like this. Reuven, the Shimon wants to drink a glass of water. The Shimon doesn't know how to make a brocha. He wants a drinking glass of water. He's thirsty, wants a drinking glass of water. So Shimon comes over to Reuven, and Shimon tells Reuven, I don't make a brocha, make a brocha for me. He makes me with the bracha, fine. So the din is, it does not work over here. Reuven cannot make a bracha for Shimon. Why can Reuven not make a bracha for Shimon? Because there's no din arvis. Why is there no din arvis? The whole halacha of Kol Yisrael Arevim only applies if Shimon is mechuyev in something. I mean, Shimon's mechuyev in Kiddush, Shimon's mechuyev in Kriya Shofar. So then I'm responsible that his chiyuvim should be niskayim. Shimon is mechuyev to make a shahakol now? No, he doesn't have to drink. He wants to drink, fine. But that is not considered that he's mechuyev to drink. And therefore, So there's no din arvis over there. There is no din arvis. I cannot make a brocha for Reuven cannot make a bracha for Shimon because Shimon, theoretically, he wants a drink. By saying to him, you want a drink, you have to make a bracha. That's 100% true. But I cannot say that Shimon is mechuyev now to make a shakel. Since it is, he's not mechuyev in a shakel now, don't drink and don't make a shakel. You're thirsty. I sympathize with you. But we cannot put this scenario in a case of Kol Yisrael Arevim because you are not mechuyev in a shahakl now. There's nothing for you to make a shahakl. Here's the problem, 100%. But so don't drink. He has a problem. But I cannot say he has a problem, a tremendous problem. I won't get into that. He has a problem, but that he should be able to be yotze with my bracha because I'm mechuyev now to make a shahakel. I'm sorry, I'm not mechuyev to make a shahakel. So memele, this is what the Mechaber is going to speak about. Mechaber is going to speak about that even though by Kiddush, I'm making a Brayim Priya Gofen also. I'm making a Brayim Priya Gofen. I'm making a Kaddish Shabbos. No, but Kaddish Shabbos is in Kiddush. But the Brayim Priya Gofen is a Bichas Hanenin. And normally, I cannot be Moitze Bichas Hanenin. But over here, since he's Mechuyim in Kiddush, he's Mechuyim in the Brayim Priya Gofen. So, Memele, here there's a Din Alvis on the Brayim Priya Gofen.